The discovery of HLB in Florida led many growers to focus on it, sometimes to the exclusion of another major problem, Diaprepes root weevil. University of Florida researcher Larry Duncan describes the consequences.
What seems to be a little bit new about awareness of Diaprepes right now is that when HLB came in, of course, growers started to shift their emphasis and they started focusing their management efforts on HLB to the exclusion of Diaprepes in a lot of cases. What's really new suddenly about Diaprepes is that growers are realizing that if you have HLB and you have Diaprepes, it's a much worse problem, and something needs to be done about that. And essentially what's been going on is, in the last year really, we've learned that before a tree ever expresses any symptoms of HLB, it loses about half of its root system. And when growers realize that, they realize that if you have problems with things like Diaprepes or burrowing nematodes, things like that, you know, this is going to be a major issue. And then the other thing that's occurred is people that are in certain parts of the state where Diaprepes is a real issue, and blue-green weevils as well, are finding that those are the trees that collapse with HLB before anything else. And so suddenly this year especially, growers are really looking for solutions to these weevil problems that they've got as they try and fight HLB.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.